Hare Krishna, everyone. Good morning.
Hare Krishna, 奉训者们，大家早上好。
We're going to continue our series of lectures on preaching is the essence.
我们继续我们的系列讲座，传播是精髓。
And it's my great honor, good fortune, and privilege to be your facilitator and serve you all in this way.
我很幸运，也很高兴能够协助大家来学习这个话题。以此来服务大家。
So let us offer our obeisances to ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
首先我们向 ISKCON 国际 Krishna 知学协会的创办灵性导师 Srila Prabhupada 致以虔敬的礼拜，向他献上祷文。
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane.Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashchatya Deshatarane To all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mahaprabhu and his associates, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare HareSo this morning's topic is preaching Krishna consciousness is the highest welfare activity.
今天早上我们的主题是传播 Krishna 知觉是最高的福利活动。
And we have some quotes that we have pulled from various places in Srila Prabhupada's books.
我们也从圣普拉帕德的书籍当中节选了几个段落，都说明了这个主题。
And the first quote we have from Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
第一段是来自于 Srila Rupa Goswami 的 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 奉爱的甘露。
You know that Prabhupada very kindly.Gave us the summary study of the nectar of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the form of the nectar of devotion.
Rupa Goswami 的这本书原名是《奉爱服务的甘露之阳》，施乐帕帕的仁慈的把这本书进行了概括，那就是我们现在所看到的《奉爱的甘露》这本书。
And it's always important to remember that Prabhupada.He referred to this as the science of devotional service.
有一点很重要，我们需要记住的是，释迦牟尼佛的称《奉爱的甘露》《奉爱的服务的甘露之言》之阳这个书为《奉爱服务的科学》。
So he considered Srila Rupa Goswami's statements to be very authoritative.
他认为 Rupa Goswami 所说的结论是。很有权威性的。
The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they accept Srila Rupa Goswami as their leader.
Gaudiya Vaishnava 们把 Rupa Goswami 作为他们的领导。
And we are supposed to become Rupa Anugas, following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami.
我们是 Rupa Anugas.是 Rupa Goswami 的追随者。
So, there's one quote from the first chapter of Nectar Devotion in which Srila Rupa Goswami gives a definition for auspiciousness.
今天我们节选的这段是来自于《奉爱服甘露之阳》的第一章。这部分 Rupa Goswami 对吉祥做的定义。
So you can go ahead and read that quote.
Srila Rupa Goswami 对吉祥给出了定义，他说真正的吉祥就是对全人类有利的针对全人类的福利活动。当下有各种团体都在从事着针对整个社会、整个社区、整个国家的福利活动，甚至联合国也在尝试在全世界范围内从事一些帮助人们的活动，但是因为这些国际性的活动，针对全国的活动都是有限的， 有缺陷的，所以这样的福利活动是无法真正的利益全人类的，这是不可能的。然而 Krishna 之觉是如此美妙，它能够为整个人类做出最大的利益，每个人都会被 Krishna 之觉，都会被这个运动吸引，每个人都能够感受到它的结果。因此 Rupa Goswami 以及其他博学的学者一致认为，广泛的传播 Krishna 之觉运动，也就是奉爱服务，这会在全世界内广泛的传播，这是最高的人道主义福利活动。
So Srila Rupa Goswami's definition of real welfare is something that is beneficial to all people at all times.
Srila Rupa Goswami 对吉祥的定义就是能够在任何时候利益全人类，利益所有人的活动。
And such welfare is not just for the body, which is temporary, but is really meant for the betterment of the eternal soul.
这样的福利活动不光是为了人们的躯体的短暂利益，而是为了人们的灵魂的利益，永恒的利益。
So history has shown that there have been attempts at various types of material welfare, like education, or healthcare, or food relief.
在历史上，我们也可以看到种种的福利活动，而人们会做一些改善教育、改善人们的健康状况，或者是提供食物这样的福利活动，物质的福利活动。
Providing people shelter and financial assistance.
为人们提供庇荫所，提供居住的地方，提供经济支持。
And Prabhupada makes mention of the United Nations.
Prabhupada 也提到了联合国。
So the attempt is to bring all of the nations together, at least on some level of commonality, and to mutually.Assist one another.
联合国的努力目的是让所有的国家团结起来，在某种程度上达成共识，互相帮助。
However, Prabhupada noted very astutely that when he looked at the United Nations building in New York, he saw that there were always more and more flags.
但是施罗普拉帕德却发现了一点，他看到纽约联合国大会的在开联合国大会的时候，他就预言到必将会有他就发现每个国家的国旗越来越多，国旗越来越多了。
So more and more flags means more and more division.
国旗越来越多就意味着分歧越来越多。
More division, less unity.
分歧多了，团结少了。
So Prabhupada points out that it is impossible to have a welfare program that will benefit everyone on the material platform.
施罗帕帕特就指出说，在物质的层面上，不可能有一种福利活动能够利益到每个人。
He believed quite strongly, of course, following in the footsteps of all of his spiritual predecessors, that the real welfare is something that's conducted on the spiritual platform.
圣帕帕德对此坚信不疑，他也在追随着他先前的灵性导师。他认为真正的福利活动是建立在灵魂的层面的。
And this is something that Prabhupada learned right from the first meeting that he had with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
在圣帕巴的第一次和他的灵性导师圣巴蒂斯跟萨拉苏蒂塔库尔见面的时候，他就了解到了这一点。
You may remember from various places that Prabhupada's friend had to drag him practically to see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur the first time.
大家可能也在不同的地方读到过，第一次 Srila Prabhupada 去见 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的时候，是被他的朋友拖去的。
Because Prabhupada had seen and heard so many so-called sadhus who were simply materialistic and exploiting their naive followers.
因为圣帕帕的已经见过了，也听过了太多的所谓的萨度，所谓的圣人，而这些所谓的圣人只不过是一些物质主义者，在剥削他们的无辜的追随者。
So he told his friend, "Why should I go and hear from another one of these?"
所以当他的朋友建议他去见一位圣人的时候，Srila Prabhupada 就说，为什么还要再见一位这样的所谓的圣人呢？
But somehow or another, his friend convinced him.
可是不知怎的，他的朋友还是说服了他。
And on the rooftop of Altadanga, where some of you have visited, these two young men came in the presence of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
所以这两位年轻人就来到了 Altadanga, 也就是 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的居所。他的房子的楼顶
And because they were cultured, of course they were Bengalis, etiquette was to bow down, offer their obeisances to the sadhu.
因为他们俩也是有文化的人，根据他们孟加拉的礼仪传统，他们见到圣人自然要顶拜。
But even before they could get up,Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave them an instruction.
两人顶拜下去还没起身，Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 就开始给他们训示了。
You are educated young men. Why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya's message throughout the whole world?
你们是受过教育的年轻人，为什么不把主 Chaitanya 的训示，主 Chaitanya 的教导传播到全世界去呢？
Prabhupada told us he was taken aback by that.
Prabhupada 后来也告诉我们说，听到这句话之后，他真的被吓到了。
And Prabhupada responded that we're a dependent nation. Who will hear our message?
听到之后，他很惊讶，他说，我们还是一个殖民国家，被殖民的国家，有谁会去听我们的讯息呢？
We can talk.About all these things after we get independence.
我们获得独立之后可以讨论这些讯息。
And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's described, he replied in a very quiet, deep voice.
后来 Prabhupada 他描述说 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 用一种深沉而安静的声音解释道。
And he said that the Krishna consciousness didn't have to wait for a change in Indian politics, nor was it dependent on who ruled.
他说 Krishna 知觉的传 Krishna 知觉不依赖于任何的政治的政印度的政策或者谁来统治。
Krishna consciousness was so important that it could not wait.
他说 Krishna 知觉非常重要，刻不容缓。
So Prabhupada learned right from that first meeting that real welfare means to give people Krishna consciousness so that they can break out of the cycle of birth and death once and for all.
所以在和他的灵性导师 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的第一次会面中，圣 Prabhupada 就明白了，要真正的福利活动就是给人们 Krishna 知觉，让他们永远的摆脱生死轮回。
So that's real welfare.
这才是真正的福祉。
Yes, we can help people to get a better education or better health, or we can give them food or shelter or financial assistance.
当然我们也可以给人们提供教育条件帮助人们改善健康状况，给他们提供食物，提供居所，提供经济支持。
And while these things are good on the material platform, they're only addressing kind of the result of past activities. They're not addressing the cause of why someone is being placed in a particular position.
当然这些物质层面的福利活动在某种程度上也是好的，可是它这样的活动解决的只是人们的过往业报活动所带来的结果，并没有解决他们现在所承受的这些活动的根源。
Temporarily, they may get some relief.
短暂的来讲，他们能够缓解这些活动，能够缓解人们的痛苦。
But then, if they leave this world, in the same ignorance that caused them to be placed in that position, they're just going to continue to perpetuate this for many, many long lifetimes.
人们之所以在这个物质世界承受着这些痛苦，就是因为愚昧。如果他们继续愚昧下去的话，在离开躯体的时候，死亡的时候，依然处在愚昧当中，那么他们将会持续不断的过这样的受苦的生活，会连续很多生世。
So just as Srila Prabhupada learned that lesson from the first meeting with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and carried it in his heart, and that was the motivation for which he dedicated his life to spreading Krishna consciousness to the people of this world.
就是因为Srila Prabhupada在与他的灵性导师第一次会面当中学到了这一点，并且始终把它铭记在心，这就成为了他一生把一生献出来在全世界传播 Krishna 之觉的动力。
We too should have that conviction.
同样我们也应该对此深信不疑。
That preaching Krishna consciousness is the highest welfare activity. We should have no doubt about that.
我们要深信传播 Krishna 之觉是对全人类来说最大的最高的福祉。这一点我们不应该有任何疑问。
It's also to be noted that sometimes people who may be very well-intentioned and offering certain welfare can actually be doing more harm than good.
需要注意的是，那些本来心怀好意想要帮助别人的人，他们但结果却是他们造成的伤害比他们带来的给人们带来的好处还多。
For example, sometimes there are food relief programs in which they distribute non-vegetarian food.
比如说有一些在派发救济粮的团体，他们是在派发食物解决人们的饥饿问题，但是派发的却是非素食的食品。
And by doing so, they implicate the recipients of that foodstuff in very, very complex karmic reactions.
通过给那些需要食物的人派发非素食，他们又让他们卷入了一系列复杂的业报纠缠当中了。
You know, many times they're just distributing beef to people.
很多时候他们都会给人们派发牛肉。
And we know very well from the Manu Samhita that if one is implicated in any way with taking the life of a cow, that one has to take birth for every hair on the back of the animal.
Manu Sahita, Manu 法典当中有记载说，任何人如果牵扯到杀害动物的任何一个环节当中来，那尤其是母牛，那么这个母牛的后背上有多少根毛，它就得再次投生多少个生世。
So both the people who are distributing and those who are eating, they get implicated in very complex karmic reactions.
所以派发肉食和接受肉食的人都会卷入复杂的业报反应当中。
And if you consider just to maintain these types of programs, not exclusively, but certainly part of it, that the whole meat producing industry has to kill up to 150 billion animals a year just to sustain this culture.
但是如果说这样的物质层面的福利活动，就是派发肉食，使这样的福利活动再继续下去的话，那么每年就有那些屠宰场就不得不杀害1500亿的动物来维持这样的福利活动。
And Shastra makes it very clear that when we are faced with the onslaught of the reactions that are meted out by material nature, this is in direct response to the taking the lives of other creatures.
经典上也告诉我们说，当我们面临一些自然灾害的袭击的时候，这其实就是我们屠杀动物所带来的间接的反应。
So, these things have to be understood.
我们应该理解这些事情。
On the face of it, it may look good that we offer these types of welfare to people who are in need, but it's temporary. Sometimes it makes their situation more complex.
表面上看上去这些福利活动是好的，但实际上它带来的益处是短暂的，而且结果会让他们卷入更复杂的情形之中。
Yeah, Prabhupada gives an example just like if you have a boil.
释迦牟尼佛举过一个例子，说比如说你有一个boil.
You know what a boil is?
比如说
Do you know what a boil is? It's an infection of the blood. It's kind of a bacterial infection in which a poison or pus, it pools in one place and then there's an eruption, like a bump.
比如说身体上化脓了。
And when that pus forms in one place, it also produces a lot of heat.
在这个地方有化脓的地方也会比较烫，比较热。
Because the impurities want to leave the body.
因为这块受感染的地方，那些感染的东西想要从身体里面出来。
So to get some temporary relief, one may blow on the boil, and because you know the cool air gives some temporary relief, we may feel, oh, it's not so bad.
那为了缓解这种痛感，一个人可能会在这个伤口会去吹这个伤口，感觉让它温度降一点以后，痛感会缓解。
That's very temporary.
但这是很短暂的。
Ultimately, you have to cut and you have to remove the boil.
最后还是要把这个脓包切除掉。
So in a similar way, we have to give people knowledge so that they can learn how.To conduct their lives activities in such a way that they can break out of the cycle of birth and death once and for all.
因此同样的，如果我们想要让我们只有给人们真正的知识，才能够让他们永远的摆脱生死轮回。
We have another quote from the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam.
还有一段是来自于圣典博加瓦坦的第七篇。
You can read that, please.
Atma Pamina.
Yes, the word Atma Pamina.
这是来自于圣典博加瓦坦第七篇第七章五十三世节的要旨范文，正如自我 Atma Pamina 一词是指像想自己像想自己一样想其像想自己一样想其他人。我们可以很明智地得出结论，没有奉爱服务，没有培养 Krishna 知觉，人不可能快乐。因此全体奉献者的责任是在全世界各地传播 Krishna 知觉，因为没有 Krishna 知觉的众生正在受物质存在的痛苦的折磨，传播 Krishna 知觉是最佳的福利活动。事实上圣 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 描述他是为他人的真正利益而工作。
So it's very important for devotees to not forgetwhere we have come from.
奉献者不应该忘记自己的背景，自己以前的历史，这一点很重要。
By the grace of Prabhupada and his faithful followers, we may be some type of aspiring practitioner of Krishna consciousness.
借着舍利帕的以及他的忠实追随者的仁慈，现在我们或许是某种程度的准奉献者，在修习着 Krishna 知觉。
And there may be a tendency to forget about the past.
我们往往就容易有这个倾向，容易忘记我们的过去。
Therefore, this word Atma Pamyena, which means that we should understand that just as we have suffered in the past, that others are also suffering.
所以这。这个词 Atma Pamina 这个梵文词的意思就是以己度人，像想自己一样去想其他人，我们想想自己也是受苦的，因此也就能够明白别人也承受着多么大的痛苦。
We may feel some relief and some happiness now.
现在或许我们感受到某种程度上我们的痛苦减少了，我们体验着一些快乐。
But just a few short years ago, we were really suffering from the threefold miseries.
但就在短短几年前，我们或许还在承受着物质世界的三重苦的折磨。
Adiatmaka, those miseries that came as a result of our bodies and our minds.
第一重苦就是 Adiatmaka, 来自于我们自己的身体和心理的痛苦。
Adibhotika, the miseries that came from other living entities.
Adibhotika 是其他生物体施加给我们的痛苦。
Adidaivika, miseries coming from material nature in the form of so many different catastrophes.
第三类就是 Adidaivika, 是物质自然施加给我们的痛苦，具体就展示为各种各样的自然灾害。
So now we become devotees, and if we practice seriously, we feel some relief from all of that.
现在成了奉献者之后，如果我们认真的去修习 Krishna 知觉的话，我们就能够感受到曾经承受的那些痛苦缓解了。
If we're practicing Krishna consciousness seriously, and we are living a lifestyle in goodness, then we're freeing ourselves from ignorance and passion.
如果我们在认真的修习 Krishna 知觉，并且按照善良心态的生活原则在生活，我们就能够感受到摆脱了愚昧心态和畸形心态的影响。
So we may not feel the same level of suffering as we did before.
现在我们承受到的痛苦可能就没有以前那么重了。
But we should never forget where we came from, and it should remind us of the fact that most people in this world are suffering terribly.
所以永远不要忘记自己是怎么走到这一步的，自己是我们是自己是从哪里来的，这样的话就能够提醒我们 世界上还有那么多人在承受的巨大的痛苦。
So there is this term para dukkha dukkhi.
有一个词叫做 para dukkha dukkhi.
A Vaishnava does not feel any particular inconvenience or pain himself because he is situated in the practice of Krishna consciousness, but he feels the pain of others.
一位 Vaishnava 因为稳处在 Krishna 智觉的修持当中，所以对于他自己，他不会感受到有任何的不便和痛苦。可是他能够深深地感受到其他生物体的痛苦。
The sadhu can feel both the happiness and misery of others.
一个 sadhu 圣人是能够体验到其他人的痛苦和快乐的。
As devotees, we're very careful not.To give pain to anyone.
奉献者会非常小心，不给其他生物体造成痛苦。
And we should feel very enlivened when someone else experiences a joyful moment.
当其他生物体，其他人在感受快乐的时候，我们也应该感到很欢欣鼓舞。
But sometimes our conditioned natures, make us kind of secretly feel happy to see someone else in misery.
但是我们受限的本性，却往往是这样的。有时候看到其他生物体在受苦，我们却在窃喜。
It may make us feel better about our own lives when we notice another's condition is worse than our own.
当我们注意到其他人的处境比我们糟糕，我们会对自己状况感到更会感到更好。
So obviously this is the conditioned nature that's coming out, and it's the reflection of the envy that's still in our hearts.
但其实这是我们的受条件限制的本性的一种展示。也展示了我们心中的嫉妒。
But if we are advancing, then we should generally feel the misery, the pain, the misfortune of another person's existence.
如果我们真的在进步的话，我们就能够感受对别人的痛苦和不幸感同身受。
So spiritual consciousness means to become attentive to the inner reality of other people.
所以灵性知觉就意味着我们会关注其他人、其他生物体的需求、他们的感受。
So in this way, we, as devotees, we should want to become alert to another person's suffering, and we should be taxing our brains.To figure out ways to relieve it.
所以作为奉献者，我们要时刻了解、警觉到其他人所承受的痛苦，并且动脑筋，想想怎么样帮助他们缓解痛苦。
As one advances, one will actually feel this.
一个人越进步，越就能够体验到这一点。
One can't tolerate to see other people unhappy and.It becomes a motivation, a strong motivation to try to share Krishna consciousness with others so we can help them out of that very unfortunate situation.
当一个人在 Krishna 知觉当中真正进步起来的时候，他是受不了看见别人受苦的，这就成为了一种动力去促使他为别人传播 Krishna 知觉，让人们永恒地摆脱痛苦。
Therefore, Prabhupada says that it's the duty of all devotees to preach Krishna consciousness everywhere all over the world.
所以Srila Prabhupada说，每一个奉献者都有责任在全世界每一个地方传播 Krishna 知觉。
So it's not, in that respect, it's not optional, it's our duty.
从这个意义上来讲，去传播 Krishna 知觉并不是可有可无的一件事情， 而是我们的责任。
That means that all members of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement are meant to assist Mahaprabhu in distributing Krishna consciousness.
也就是说，Krishna 之觉运动当中的每一位成员都应该协助 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去派发 Krishna 之觉。
So it's not optional. Each of us has a role to play in the spreading of Krishna consciousness.
所以说不是可做不可可做可不做的事情，而是每一个人都应该做的，每一个人都有自己的角色，去扮演，都应该去传播 Krishna 之觉。
Often, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is compared to an army.
往往 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的Krishna 之觉运动被比作是一个部队。
And just like in an army, there are soldiers on the front lines who are actually engaged in battle.
部队里面有冲在前面冲锋陷阵的战士。
Just like in the Battle of Kurukshetra, there were so many front-line soldiers.
就像在古刹车战场上，也有在前线。最前线作战的战士。
They were holding the weapons.
他们举起武器。
They were engaged in hand-to-hand combat.
直接的参与到战争当中来。
But for them to perform their particular role well, there had to be other persons who wereassisting them from behind.
那些在前线与敌人短兵相接的战士们要想成功的完成他们的作战的任务，就必须有大量的后备的后勤部队在做支持。
We know what they fought for 18 days.
我们知道库车战场战争也打了18天。
But they fought during the day.
They fought during the day.
That's correct.
他们是在白天作战的。
And other times, they went about their other business.
在不作战的时候，他们要做别的事情。
Sometimes we're told even going to each other's camps.
有的地方也讲到说。在不作战的时候，他们会拜访其他人的营地。
So obviously, over the course of those 18 days, they continued to take their meals, to drink water, and so on and so forth.
所以当然我们可以想见，在18天战争期间，在作战的时间之外，他们也得吃，也得喝。
So who supplied that?
那谁给他们提供这些饭菜呢？
There were persons that were supporting from behind. There were cooks, there were servers, there were cleaners, there were all types of persons performing the function of backup.
有各种各样的在从事着从事着幕后支持工作的人，有做饭的，有派饭的，有打扫卫生的。从事其他各种服务的。
So it's very, very important for each devotee in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement to understand what their position is.
所以就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 其颂圣名运动当中，每一位贡献者都应该明白自己的角色是什么，这一点很重要。
And then,learn how to become the best you possibly can at playing that role.
明白了自己的角色之后，就要考虑如何以最佳的方式扮演好自己的角色。
And you do that largely by associating with devotees who are more senior and more experienced than you, and to learn from them.
怎样才能扮演好最佳 的扮演好自己的角色呢，主要就是通过和比我们更年长更有经验的奉献者去联谊，向他们学习。
And of course it goes without saying that one should be very fixed in one's sadhana, so that one is spiritually strong.
五一还有一点就是要稳定的很好的做 sadhana， 自己的规范修习，让灵性上自己灵性上保持坚强。
And one should make an effort to learn how to become the best one possibly can be in the role that one wants to play.
还要去学习怎样在做自己的这个在做自己特定的那个服务上做得更出色。
And that's not so difficult to understand.
这点不难理解。
I remember when I was a young devotee.
我记得我还是一位年轻的奉献者的时候。
And as was the case in those early days, I was thrown into a position in which I would have to manage a restaurant.
早期我就被分配给这样一个服务，就是去管理一个素餐厅。
And because there weren't many devotees to assist, I had to play many roles.
因为没有那么多奉献者来协助，所以我就得一人身兼多职。
I had to learn to cook. I already knew, but I had to learn to cook better than I had cooked in the past.
我得学着去做饭，当然已经会了，然后只是需要学习怎样做得更好。
So fortunately, I was given the opportunity to be trained by someone who was a close associate with Jamuna Devi and who had those recipes, so I learned from that devotee.
特别幸运的是我有机会得到 Yamuna Devi 的一位很亲密的朋友的训练。
And you know, I had a keen desire to learn, so I put my full effort into doing this.
因为我有热切的渴望去学习，所以我就全力以赴的在学习怎么样做得更好。
I can never say I became as good a cook as Jamuna Devi.
当然，我永远都不敢说，我的做饭水平已经和 Jamuna Devi 一样了。
But I certainly improved.
但当然是提高了。
And so, you know, the cooking standard improved, and you know, people who were coming to the restaurant, they really relished the prasadam.
因为我们整体的烹饪水准提高了，所以来到餐厅吃饭的人也自然很欣赏很喜欢我们所做的饭。
So the point is, I reached out to someone else who was more expert, and I was trained by them.
所以想说的就是，我也是主动寻求了帮助，向他们学习，接受他们的训练，来改善我的服务技能。
So whatever it is, whatever role that we need to play in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtana movement, we have to be very clear on what that role is, or it may be.More than one role, maybe multiple roles, but we should identify what they are and then try to reach out to those who are more experienced than we and to learn from them.
所以在主持天的桑希日坦启松圣明运动当中，无论我们扮演的是什么角色，可能有时候还要扮演多重角色。无论是什么样的角色，我们得先搞清楚到底是哪些角色，然后。去主动寻求在从事这些服务的更有经验的人的帮助得到他们的培训。
Again, please note what Prabhupada says, it is the duty of all devotees to preach Krishna consciousness.
总之永远要记住释迦牟尼说过每一个奉献者都有责任去传播 Krishna 知觉。
This is not a movement for those who want to simply sit back and practice Krishna consciousness for their own liberation.
Krishna 知觉运动不是 不是我们只是自己为了自己的解脱独自休息的。
It's meant to practice Krishna consciousness seriously, but also to give it to other people.
我们需要做的是认真的休息，努力的派发。
And the more we give, the more we get. It's very simple.
给的越多，得到的越多，就是这么简单。
We don't want to be misers.
我们不想做吝啬鬼。
Just keep it for ourselves.
只是留给自己享用。
No, Prabhupada says it's our duty for all of us.
Prabhupada says this is 我们所有人，所有人的责任。
So we'll do one more verse and purport. We'll do the third one.
那我们再来看一段是。
Where it says verse, it is said the great personalities.
这是圣地摩迦瓦坛的第八。篇第七章四十四十节 so all of them
just read the, there's a verse and there's a purport there's, you see it's marked verse purport
好就这个要旨译文是这样的据说伟大的人物几乎总是因为大众受苦而自愿接受痛苦这被视为是对处在每一个生物体心中的至尊人格守神最高形式的崇拜要旨这节诗文解释了致力于为他人谋福利的人是如何很快得到至尊人格守神承认的国家梵歌第十八章的第六十八六十九节诗记载至尊主说我最喜爱向奉献者解说国家梵歌讯息的人没有一个仆人比他更让我珍爱这个物质世界中有不同的福利活动但最高的福利活动是传播 Krishna 知觉其他的福利活动因为无法阻止自然法律和功利性活动结果的影响所以不可能真正有效为在全世界传播 Krishna 知觉而努力的人应该被视为是在从事最好的福利活动至尊主自然就会对这样的人很满意如果至尊主对一个人满意了那人还有什么目标是不能达到的呢如果至尊主承认了一个人那么无论那人向至尊主要求什么 在众生的心中的至尊主都会给人提供受制约的灵魂之所以受苦是因为没有 Krishna 知觉所以最好的福利活动是将人提升到 Krishna 知觉的层面上所有的启示经典所给予的结论都是传播 Krishna 知觉运动是世上最好的福利活动由于这活动给人民大众以最高的福利至尊主会很快的赏识做这种服务的奉献者
Finished?
Yes
Okay, what strikes me about this verse and purport is where Prabhupada says that, that preaching is the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead
这个诗节和要旨最触动我的地方就是释迦牟尼说去传播 Krishna 知觉是崇拜至尊人格神守的最高的形式
So highest means there's nothing beyond it
最高也就是说没有比这更高的了
Krishna is most pleased as Prabhupada explainedHe's most pleased if one preaches the message on his behalf.
Srila Prabhupada 也解释到 Krishna 说如果一个人代表他来传播他的讯息没有人比他更让他珍爱了。
And that those who are engaged in activities for the benefit of others is quickly recognized by the Lord.
一个总是在为他人谋福利的人是很快能够得到至尊主的承认的
Devotees often ask this question How can I make advancement in Krishna consciousness?
奉献者经常会问这样的问题我怎样才能在 Krishna 知觉当中快速进步
I just don't seem to be progressing
我好像看不到自己的进步
Well, here's the answer
那这里就是答案了。
If we just engage in activities for the benefit of others, meaning trying to present Krishna consciousness to them, we become quickly recognized by the Lord.
如果我们总是致力于为其他人的福利而活动，也就是去传播呈现 Krishna 的知觉，我们就很快能够被至尊人格守神所认可。
Someone might think, what qualification do I have?
有人可能又会问，我有什么资格呢？
I'm not a very good speaker.
我又不善演讲。
Or I'm not a very good kirtan person.
Kirtan 我也做不好。
I don't think I can get up on the stage and you know, speak to many people.
我觉得我也没能力走上走上舞台对着大众去讲话。
It's not about any of that.
其实这是真正的传教并不是刚刚我们所提到的这些，并不是限于这些。
First is to develop the desire.
首先要培养愿望。
And if we can develop the desire, understanding that this is the Lord's desire for us.
培养起愿望并且明白传播 Krishna 之觉是主希望我们做的是主的愿望。
If we can be inspired, motivated by that desire,
对，培养起这个愿望，并且受到这个愿望的鼓舞。
Then we'll make an effort. It may be just one other person.
我们就会去努力，或许只是给另外一个人去传教。
It doesn't have to be to hundreds of people.
不用是一百人。
Just reach out to a family member or a friend or some other acquaintance.
哪怕就是一个家人、一个朋友或者是一个熟人。
And even if there's not some apparent result, just the effort is appreciated by Krishna.
即便是我们的传教的努力没有看到有明显的效果，但是这个服务努力本身主都是欣赏的。
Even if there's not some like immediate response or result that we can perceive.
即使我们看不到我们的传教活动得到了立即的明显的回应。
But we have done our duty that we're trying to plant the seed.
但至少我们已经履行了职责，播下了种子。
The result, ultimately, Krishna has to help with.
最终的结果，需要 Krishna 的帮助。
And that's the reason for which that when we are trying to introduce Krishna consciousness to someone, we pray to the Lord in the form of a super soul that they may influence that person to be receptive to the message.
所以每当我们给别人分享 Krishna 之觉的时候，我们都会在默默地向心中的超灵祈祷，祈祷超灵能够提示对方接受我们所分享的讯息。
We have to remember we're not the doer.
始终得铭记一点，我们不是作为者。
And this is particularly apparent when we are trying to distribute books.
这一点在我们派发书籍的时候表现得尤为明显。
I remember so clearly that when we were a young devotee and we were on the Radha Damodar party and traveling all the United States distributing books.
我记得很清晰，我们还很年轻的时候，我们加入 Radha Damodar 车队，在全美旅行派发书籍。
So our main engagement was to go out for 12 hours a day and try to get people to take books.
当时每天主要的活动就是出去8-10个小时把书派给别人。
And it was my experience that every time I started to think that I was very expert at doing this.
我记得很清楚，每当我觉得我真的很擅长派书。
Because I had done it so many times before.
因为我已经派过很多次了。
I had clever things to say.
我知道怎么样说出巧妙的话语。
Entertaining presentation.
怎么样以有趣的方式呈现给对方。
So as soon as I started to think I was the doer, then I couldn't distribute even one book.
每当我觉得我很擅长，每当我觉得是我在派书的时候，我连一本都派不出去。
But as soon as I understood that I was only a servant and dependent on the mercy of Krishna and very prayerful when I would approach others, then the mercy of Krishna started to flow and people started to take books.
但是每当在我派书的时候，如果我明白，我提醒自己我是Krishna 的仆人，我完全得依赖 Krishna 的仁慈，并且始终都保持一种祈祷的心态，那很快书就能够被派出去，Krishna 的仁慈就会源源不断的涌流过来，书就能被派出去。
So Jamuna Devi, she used to call this Krishna's magic.
Jamuna Devi 常常说这是 Krishna 的魔术。
If we let Krishna work through us, miracles happen.
如果我们允许 Krishna 来通过我们来做事，就会看到奇迹。
So we may not be that person who's going to get up on a stage and give a lecture to hundreds or thousands of people.
可能你的角色并不一定是走上舞台给成百上千的人去做演讲。
But that's all right. If we can just reach out to another soul, Krishna is pleased.
那也没有关系。我们哪怕只是给另外一个人去主动的去传教， Krishna 依然会被取悦的。
The point is, if we make the effort, Krishna is pleased.
重点是我们只要努力， Krishna 就会被取悦。
And then Prabhupada says here, which is, I thought, really, really powerful, that if Krishna is pleased, what else does one need to achieve?
还有一点，石勒帕帕的在这个要旨当中说，如果 Krishna 都满意了，这个人还有什么目标需要达到呢？
I mean, the goal of our lives is to please Krishna.
我们的目标就是取悦 Krishna.
So that's like the be all and end all of all our activities.
这是我们所有活动的终极目标。
So it's obvious that if Krishna can be so easily pleased by our efforts to preach,then why not just do it?
如果 Krishna 只要我们努力去传教， Krishna 都会被取悦，那显而易见，有什么理由不去做呢？
So that's the answer to the question, how can I make advancement?
所以当奉献者问我怎样在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步的时候，我们就刚刚所说的就是答案了。
Oftentimes devotees say,I'm a new devotee, or they say I'm very neophyte. How can I make advancement?
经常会听到奉献者说，我只是一个新奉献者，我是初级奉献者，我才能进步呢？
Of course, we should always think like that.
当然，我们应该一直这么想。
Whether we're a new devotee or an older devotee.
无论你是新奉献者还是老奉献者。
And I'm not very qualified.
始终都应该想着我没有资格。
And I really need the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna.
我真的需要 Vaishnava 奉献者、灵性导师和 Krishna 的仁慈。
But whoever we are, if we can just follow this good advice, then all success is guaranteed.
无论是谁，无论我们是谁，只要我们能够听从这个建议，我就一定会成功的。
All right, so I think that we've gone for an hour. Now we have questions from the previous class, and I think this morning we can address those. And if there's any time left over, then perhaps we can take some more questions.
我们讲了一个小时了，接下来我们可以回答上节课大家问的问题，还没有回答的， 回答完之后，如果大家还有针对今天讲课的问题，我们也可以来回答。
So you sent me those questions, so I just answer them in the order you sent them to me?
Yes, that's what we usually do here in YY class.
Okay, you want to go ahead and read the first question?
好，第一个问题是 Kamala Murthy 马德吉问，顶白古鲁，请问我们在派发《博加梵歌》和其他经典时会有不同的人，我们应该怎么做得更好呢？
Yes, it's true. We meet different types of people.
没错，我们会遇到不同种类的人。
And if we follow Prabhupada's example, we see that he first tried to understand more about the individual.
我们看释迦牟尼佛他是怎么做的。首先，他会努力去了解这个人。
By asking a few questions.
会通过问几个问题。
And then when he understood something about them, then he would use that as an entry point.
当他对这个人有一些了解的时候，他就会以此作为出发点。
Something they explained about themselves, and then Prabhupada extracted that and connected it with Krishna consciousness.
他会通过这个人所透露的他的个人信息，以此为切入点，把他和 Krishna 自觉联系起来。
So we have to be more expert at inquiry.
所以我们得练习，要更擅长去提问。
And as we get answers from persons, then we see how we can connect that. And the basic idea is that the books, they can answer all of people's questions, and they can assist them in becoming a much more satisfied and happy human being.
我们去提问，然后通过别人的回答，我们就可以明白怎么样和这个人更好的连接，怎么样和把 Krishna 知觉和怎么样和通把他的情况和 Krishna 知觉连接起来，因为我们知道一个基本的原则就是我们的书籍能够给所有人所有的答案，那能够让人们变成更满足更快乐的人。
So one has to ask some relevant questions and be very attentive to the answers.
所以要问出相关的问题，并且专注地去听对方的回答。
And to become more experienced at how to present the books as the solution to the problems.
练习去以更好的方式去呈现这本书，让对方明白，让对方相信，Krishna 就觉得这些书籍是怎样为他们的问题能够怎样去解决他们的问题。
And following on from what I said earlier, if we want to become a better book distributor, then we should inquire from those who have more experience than we do.
就像刚刚我们讲到的，如果你想成为更好的派书者，就得去向更擅长派书的奉献者学习。
So seek out those devotees, and you could inquire from them what their method is for distribution. It may include some of what I said, that maybe there's something else.
所以找到那些擅长派书的奉献者，去询问他们，向他们学习，也可以用上我讲到的一些。
There's also a very clear connection between being a good sadhika and being very prayerful, having that strong desire to want to gift Krishna consciousness to others. That's also very, very relevant.
还有三点，和我们的传教派书效果直接相关的三个要素，一个就是做好我们的 sadhana 规范修习，第二个就是保持祈祷心态，第三个保持强烈的和别人分享 Krishna 自觉的愿望。
So it becomes like a meditation.
这样一来，派书就成为了一种冥想。
That we're focused on wanting to give Krishna consciousness to others. So we're really highly focused, like you call laser focus. We just want to gift Krishna consciousness to other people.
这样一来，派书成为了一个冥想。我们唯一冥想的就是，始终都在全神贯注地想如何把 Krishna 之觉派发给别人，这种高度的专注力就像是激光一样，非常有力。
Okay, second question, please.
第二个问题，杨改莲，顶拜 Guru， 顶拜翻译，顶拜所有听课的奉献者，对照 Guru 的讲课，三类奉献者，自己也只能算个出席的奉献者。知道这些知识后，每天也在练习去做，只是有些事情并不是表里如一的去做，但是不做又不行，真的是履行义务在做。请问咕噜，要达到终极奉献者的程度，能怀着爱去履行职责，对一个出席奉献者来说要怎么去做，需要多长的过程呢？
Thank you for that.
请咕噜给予指导。
Thank you for that question.
感谢您的问题。
Very relevant for all of us, really.
这个问题是和我们所有人都相关的。
We should understand what the qualities of a madhyama are.
首先，我们要明白 madhyama 终极奉献者的品质。
Has love for Krishna.
爱 Krishna.
Has love for Krishna's devotees.
爱 Krishna 的奉献者。
Compassion for the innocent.
怜悯无辜者。
And avoids the envious.
避免嫉妒者。
So, most of us aspiring devotees, we have some level of love for Krishna.
我们大部分的准奉献者都有某种程度的对 Krishna 的爱。
At least theoretically.
至少从理论上来讲。
It may be very shallow.
可能这种爱还很浅。
But there's something.
但是是有的。
Usually where we fail is not having much love for the devotees.
往往我们没做好的地方就是不爱奉献者。
And instead of seeing them as Prabhu, as our masters, we see them as someone less than ourselves.
并没有把他们当作Prabhu 当作我们的主人，反倒是觉得他们不如我们，低于我们。
Due to our pride.
这是由于我们的骄傲。
And if we have that mentality, which is the mentality of the Kanishta Adhikari or the Prakrita Bhakta.
如果我们还怀着 Kanishta Adhikari 初级奉献者的心态，或者 Prakrita Bhakta 物质主义的奉献者的心态。
Then we may even find fault with them.
我们甚至会去找奉献者的错。
Criticize.
批评他们。
And in this way, commit Vaishnava aparad.
这样就犯下了 Vaishnava aparad, 冒犯了奉献者。
This is exactly what keeps us on the Kanishta Adhikari platform.
让我们困在Kanishta Adhikari 初级奉献者的层面的原因就在这里。
So unless and until we come to the level of appreciating the devotees and rendering them service, we can't advance.
除非我们学会欣赏奉献者，服务奉献者，否则是进步不了的。
And we have to seek the ways and means of pleasing the devotees.
得想出办法，找到正确的方式，取悦奉献者。
There may be general ways.
有一些普遍通用的办法。
And there may be specific ways.
也有一些具体的方法。
According to the particular individual that we're trying to serve.
取决于我们要服务的这个奉献者。
So if we can just do that, our advancement will be very steady.
只要做到这一点，我们都会稳定的进步的。
Of course, with that, we should be regulated, serious sadhikas.
当然，与此同时，我们应该规律的、严格的做好自己的规范修习 sadhana.
As chanting Krishna's name is the most important anga of devotional service, we should be very serious when we chant.
因为唱诵 Krishna 的圣名是奉献服务当中最重要的方面。所以在念诵上我们要特别的认真。
And Prabhupada said very clearly that you should pronounce each word distinctly and you should meditate upon the transcendental sound vibration.
关于念诵，释迦牟尼佛说得很清楚，他说发音要清晰，并且要完全专注地去聆听圣名的音震。
I have to say that many devotees don't do that.
我可以说，其实大部分很多奉献者没做到这一点。
That their japa is not so clear.
他们念诵的 japa 并不清晰。
Oftentimes they can be slurring words or omitting words or adding words or syllables.
往往会吞词、加词、减词等等。
And they may not even be aware of it.
这么做的时候自己也没意识到。
But be very clear on this point. Be very sure that you're chanting the 16-word Hare Krishna Maha Mantra properly.
所以要非常清晰，要一定要确保自己念诵在清晰完整的念诵16个词的 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
Let others listen to your chanting or record your chanting. Be very clear you're actually chanting properly.
可以让别人帮助监听，也可以自己录下来，回来再回听。
And really give your full effort to listening very attentively and meditating upon each and every word of the Maha Mantra.
一定要全力以赴的全神贯注地去聆听，深入地去冥想马哈曼彻的每一个词。
Goes without saying, we have to daily study Prabhupada's books.
毫无疑问，那还有一点是不需多言的，就是每天要认真研习释迦Prabhupada的书籍。
And strictly follow Prabhupada's program of the four regulative principles.
严格的遵守释迦牟尼佛给我们定下来的程序，遵守思想规范原则。
And in this way, one will advance.
这样的话就会进步。
As to, you know, performing one's duty with love, if one is doing all those things, then love will naturally be the, outcome.
关于你也提到怎样怀着爱去履行职责，如果我们做到刚刚所说的，这些，那么爱自然的会到来。
How long will that take?
你问到这需要多久？
It can happen in a moment.
可以瞬间就发生。
Or it may not happen after many lifetimes.
也可能很多生世之后也达不成。
It depends on our sincere effort.
取决于我们真诚的努力。
And the mercy of Krishna.
以及 Krishna 的仁慈。
But if we're serious and we are making all the effort of being good devotees and trying to spread Krishna consciousness to others, as we heard just a few moments ago from Prabhupada,That will attract the attention of Krishna.
如果我们努力认真的作为一位做一个真诚的优秀的奉献者，与此同时始终不断的全力以赴和别人分享 Krishna 之觉，就像我们刚刚所听到的
舍格巴巴在要旨当中说的，这样做很快就会被 Krishna 所认可。
Third question, please.
第三个问题 ，Yamuna Priya Madaji， 顶拜 Guru， 感恩您的精彩讲课。请问 Maharaj， 由于目前中国国情，一些对外节目中有 Kirtan 和派发 Prasadam， 有时候是不能派书的。有的奉献者认为，如果传教没有派书，就没有必要进行这种传教活动。请问您如何看待不能派发书籍的传教活动？
Mahaprabhu's program was to perform Sankirtan, distribute Prasadam, and distribute philosophy.
Mahaprabhu 的程序就是去推广 Sankirtan， 去送圣名运动，在这个运动当中派发Prasadam， 派发哲学。
So it's my feeling that if at all possible we should combine all three in any programs that we conduct.
我的感觉是在可能做到的情况下，我们要尽可能的在任何一个传教活动当中把这三者结合起来。
Ideally, it's great if we can do kirtan, if we can give a talk, if we can distribute books, and if we can distribute prasadam. That's ideal.
理想的情况是，这个节目当中我们可以做 kirtan， 可以讲课，派发书籍和派发 prasadam， 这是理想的情况。
But as you mentioned, the current environment may not always allow that.
但就像您说的，可能目前的情况并不总是能够允许我们这么做。
Then, okay, then do two of them.
这样的话，那就做其中的两项。
And if you can't do two, do at least one.
两项做不到的话，至少做一项。
I don't think it's all or nothing.
我并不是我觉得并不一定是要么全做，要么完全不做。
You might think about the fact that if you can only chant and only distribute prasadam and you can't distribute books, then perhaps when you conduct that kind of program, you can make contacts and.Maybe later on, you could get the books to those persons, introduce the books to those persons.
对于这些只能做 kirtan， 只能派发 prasadam， 但不能派书的节目，那这样的节目你当中你就可以得到一些人的联系方式，和他们保持联系，或许日后有机会的时候再可以给他们派书。
But to say,there's no value to doing preaching programs in which we cannot distribute books, I think that's not correct.
但如果说有人说不能派发书籍的传教活动没有什么价值，我觉得这是不正确的。
I mean, Prabhupada sat underneath that big elm tree in Thompson Square Park day after day after day. He was chanting, and then he would get upand speak a little bit. There wasn't book distribution.
当初舍勒帕巴在他们金斯恩公园那棵树下唱诵的时候，他成天在唱诵，当时也还没有派书。
He did it because he knew that if people would hear the holy name, they'd be attracted, and if they're attracted, then there would be an opportunity to teach them.About Krishna and obviously distribute books and all of those things.
当然，他是明白的。刚开始他之所以只是专注在一项唱诵，就是因为他明白唱诵了很多人就会被吸引过来，被吸引之后，他就能够和他们讲述 Krishna 知觉的知识，当然也能给他们派书。这样一来，其他的活动也自然能够做了。
So my own experience is that in some programs we've not been allowed to distribute books, but we've been allowed to chant and to distribute prasadam. That, you know, we have attracted people and we got their contacts, and that led to us being able to distribute books then later on.
我个人的经验就是有一些节目不允许我们派书，但是允许我们Kirtan 和 Pai Pap Shadam 这样的节目，我们做了之后和一些人获得了联系，之后呢我们就能够找到机会再给他们派书。
And there are many cases, many cases.
有很多这样的例子，这样的情况。
I didn't finish my sentence. There have been many cases in which these persons became devotees.
而且在很多情况下，这样日后和我们取得联系、请了书籍的人都成为了奉献者。
They didn't get a book at that initial program, but it led to them getting books later on.
刚开始参加我们节目的时候没请到书，但后来因为和我们保持了联系，后来请到了书。
Again, ideally, if we can give all three, it's always best.
还是刚才所说的，理想的情况下，如果我们能够做这三项活动，那是最好的。
But if not, give two. If not, give one.
如果不行，至少做两项。再不行至少一项。
It can lead to the ultimate goal.
最终都会达到我们的终极目标的。
And our fourth question, please.
第四个问题，不遵守四项基本原则的老奉献者想拖新人下水要取悦吗？
This is quite specific.
这个问题问得很具体。
This is someone's I guess it's their viewpoint. It's call it their observation. It seems to be their observation.
从您提问的方式来看，似乎这是您自己的您的一个观察。
They're referred to as senior devotees.
这里指的是一个年长的老奉献者。
According to this, they're not strictly following the four regular principles.
你观察到他们并没有严格的遵守四项规范原则。
So if that's someone's observation, then they should approach the relevant authority.
如果观察到这一点，那就应该找相关的权威。
We have our structure. There are group leaders in China.
在中国，我们也有我们的管理体系，有组长。
Above them, we have a group of devotees who are coordinating the EC.
在组长之上呢，有一些在做协调工作的奉献者，他们被称也就是 EC 执行委员会。
So one can begin by approaching the group, a relevant group leader, and see how that goes. If you're not satisfied with that, then you go to the next higher authority. That's what Prabhupada said.
Prabhupada 的建议我们的程序就是有问题，我们先找自己的直接的权威、直接的领导。如果得不到满意的答案，我们再可以找我们的权威的权威。
And if for whatever reason that is not enough, then you can also approach the GBC.
如果权威的权威还是无法解决问题，你可以找 GBC.
And we have the other group recently formed, the Unity and Harmony Group. That group of devotees comprised of senior devotees, they could also be consulted.
近期我们又成立了一个叫做和谐会堂的这样一个组织，由一些年长的奉献者组成，也可以找他们。
The Prabhupada system was to approach the relevant authority.
释迦牟尼给我们的办法程序就是，有了问题就去找我们的权威。
If we don't follow authority, we have chaos.
如果不遵从权威的话，就会一片混乱。
That's not the way Prabhupada set up his movement.
释迦Prabhupada 在建立他的运动，推广他的运动的时候，可不是这么教的。
He formed the GBC body early on.
他很早在我们运动的初期就成立了 GBC 管理委员会。
Because he knew clearly that's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted.
因为他很清晰，这是他的灵性导师 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 所想看到的。
He also experienced that this was the failing of the Gaudiya Math. They did not follow Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's instruction to form a GBC.
因为 Prabhupada 觉得Gaudiya Math 之所以最后要瓦解，就是因为奉献者们没有聆听 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的训示，没有成立一个管理委员会 GBC.
And what happened? Immediately after Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, the whole Gaudiya Math splintered into individual moths.
结果是怎样的呢？ Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 刚刚一离世，整个 Gaudiya Math 就分裂为很多独立的小的 moth.
So Prabhupada was quite clear on this.
这一点是了 Prabhupada 非常清晰。
We have to follow authority. This is the way he set it up.
我们得遵从权威，这是他确立的原则。
And if you're not satisfied with a specific authority, then you can go to the next higher authority, all the way up to the GBC body.
如果我们对自己的直接的权威领导不满意，没有得到满意的解答，可以找到，那我们就找更高的权威，一直可以找到GBC 管理委员会。
If we don't follow authority, we have anarchy.
Anarchy. How do you spell that? Yes, I got. 如果不遵守权威的话，就会有混乱。处在一种政治的术语叫做无政府状态。
Yeah.Complete state of disorder.
完全的混乱。
And so nothing can function in that kind of environment.
在混乱的状态下，什么事情都做不了的。
So that should be our takeaway from all of that.
所以整个问题的答案，就是给的，我们的结论就是这一点，就是这个。
So, dear devotees, those are my thoughts for this morning.
所以，亲爱的奉献者，这就是今天早上我要和大家分享。
I have to attend to another service.
我还有另外一个服务要做。
Although we're sheltered in place, we're busier than ever.
虽然说我们现在现在待在一个地方得到庇护，但是似乎比以前更忙了。
So every day, you know, we're having to give a class, once, twice, even three times.
每天都有课，有时候一次，有时候两次，甚至三次，一天三次。
So I'm just saying that's kind of the state of affairs right now. So we're going to end for today, and then whatever we haven't finished, we'll take up next week.
There are questions you can answer next week.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
还有一些问题，那我们就留到下一周来回答吧。
So, devotees, please continue to be vigilant in your taking precaution against... contracting the disease.
所以请大家请奉献者们继续采取必要的防护措施，避免生病。
At this point, we have no idea what the future will bring.
目前我们还不知道，不确定未来会怎样。
We shouldn't be lulled into a sense of complacency.
不要安于现状，自满。
History has shown that some of these pandemics have been quite devastating.
从历史来看，很多类似的全球性的传染病确实毁灭性挺大的。
Oftentimes they go through the different phases. There's an initial phase, where there seems to be a peak and then it seems to subside and then it comes again.
有时候它会经历一个反复经历不同的阶段看似是平息了缓解了然后又会反弹等等。
So we shouldn't be so confident that it's over.
所以我们不要觉得已经结束了。
That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often said, trust no future, no matter how pleasant it may appear.
所以 Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur 经常说
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 常说永远不要相信未来无论未来多美好。
So take those precautions, a lot of them are just common sense.
所以呢请大家继续采取防护措施当然很多都是常识。
And let this experience be an impetus for going deeper in your own practice of Krishna consciousness.
让这件事让这个时段成为一个契机让我们更深入的去修习 Krishna 之觉。
If there's something you're not doing, start to do it. If there's something you're already doing and not doing it as well as can be done, then try to improve.
还有哪些本该做的事情没做到的，我们就加上来。有哪些事情我们在做，做得还不够好，那就努力去改善。
And please, be reminded of what Prabhupada said that, the most important, the most pleasing service to Krishna is gift Krishna consciousness to others.
而且始终要记得释迦牟尼所说的，最取悦 Krishna 的活动就是把 Krishna 之觉给予别人。
So over the next week, if you're not already doing so, reach out to someone. Try to give them Krishna consciousness.
所以大家如果还没做的话，接下来的一周就努力想方设法去给予别人 Krishna 之觉。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj. 感谢大家的聆听。